The head of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad says that he will never negotiate with Israel in the so-called peace process initiated by the United States. Ramadan Abdullah Mohammed Shallah says that Tel Aviv has no intention of giving anything to Palestinians in the talks, and that the only way ahead for Palestinians is resistance. He also says, under the pretext of the talks, Israelis have been building illegal settler units and undermining Islamic sanctities for decades. Shallah says, under the circumstances, Palestinians have been left with no other option but to resist Israel's expansionist policies in order to ensure their own statehood. Well, we've reestablished connection with Joe Catron, who's a human rights activist who joins us from the Gaza Strip, regarding the so-called peace talks being rejected by a major movement there. Do you think that the head of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad has a point, that Palestinians will get nothing from Israel?
Well, very few Palestinians I've spoken with expect much substantial from the current negotiations, beyond perhaps the release of prisoners. That's the justification for it I've heard from those who favor these talks, that at least prisoners are being released, and that's a valid and worthwhile gain, so that the talks should be welcomed on that basis. At the same time, it's clear that there's a de facto trade of prisoners for settlements. This has become glaringly obvious with the recent announcement of 20,000 new settlement units in the West Bank. Of course, this was rescinded under pressure from Israel's sponsors in the United States and the European Union. The joke here was that instead they'll now announce 4,000 settlements five times. But the question facing Palestinians is whether the current exchange, whether the number of prisoners being released versus the number of settlements being planned and constructed is worth it.
Well, yeah, I'm curious as to how you came to that conclusion, because that's a very keen observation that you're making there in terms of release of prisoners versus settlements. Now, what I find more interesting, is the fact that this is something that's discussed between Israel and the United States, even though the U.S. has rejected. Do you think this is what's going on? That Israel and the U.S. Have agreed regarding prisoner release, and the U.S. okaying or being informed at least of settlements in exchange for the prisoner release?
Well, it's hard to speculate about what goes on behind closed doors. I think it's clear that Israel overplayed its hand with the recent announcement of 20,000 new settlements. I think the reaction from officials in the United States, the European Union, and elsewhere made it clear that Israeli officials had gone too far this time, and they were for once forced to backtrack. But at the same time, statements by John Kerry, Catherine Ashton, and others have made it clear that they expect these settlements, which are, of course, open violations of the Fourth Geneva Convention, to continue during negotiations. And it's broadly understood that the negotiating process provides some kind of diplomatic cover for Israel to continue its planning and construction without the kind of condemnation it might otherwise face.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Joe Catron, human rights activist there from the Gaza Strip. Thank you.